Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob. And today, my friends, we're going to get into it a bit. We're going to talk a little bit about a part of the about a part of the Escape Velocity program. And I'm still working on it. It's still a work in progress. It's just me doing it. So I think, you know, there's some changes that I've made with some new information. And I think it will be based on some rules. And I think the rules that, you know, there's a lot of people who have a lot of ideas and a lot of different rules and things out there. But I want to be as practical and direct as possible. And I want to be as focused as possible. And I want to also eliminate the horse shit. And when I say horse shit, I mean things that can't feed your wallet, feed your face, or feed your soul have nothing to do with these things. And there's a lot of rules and a lot of things that come along with things like that don't do anything for you. So they won't help you. So I'm starting with 20 rules, and today we're going to go over the first five of them, and we'll keep going through as we do it. So the very first thing in this aspect, and this goes back to aspect one of the escape velocity and the tier one, this, that kind of stuff. At the bottom of everything, at the base of everything, is your health. Now, what does that mean? There are terms being used called lifespan and health span and all that kind of stuff. Lifespan being how long you're going to live and then how well you're going to live as you live long. So if you live to 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years old, whatever it is, are you still going to be able to move? You're still going to be able to care for yourself, that kind of stuff when you're those ages. There's so much bullshit. There is so much bullshit out there in the world today that people who think they're cutting through the bullshit are just adding to the bullshit. So I want to be entirely clear when I say this. Health is an important, the most critical thing, most critical aspect of life and of the escape velocity system. You have to be healthy. That means you have to do some exercise, whatever that means for you. That means you have to eat well, whatever you can afford. That means you have to supplement, you know, with vitamins, whatever you can afford. That means you have to stay hydrated, and that means you have to do certain things, right? But the majority of what we deal with, the majority of negative things, the problems that we have, come from what we do in life. So the things that we do in life, all of these things are the reason, like 80% of the reason why we are the way that we are, especially Americans. You know, I mean, we're mostly fat, we're mostly slow, we're mostly out of shape, all of that kind of stuff. And here's the thing. That's not good. It's not good for anybody because we're going to end up doing worse than our parents did. And as somebody who's a Gen Xer, I think that that's a terrible situation because we have all of this knowledge, and it's available at our fingertips. And not only that, but we were around when that access to that started. So let's kind of get into the meat and potatoes of what good health means. You know, it means you can get up off the floor by yourself. It means you can walk up 2 to 3 flights of stairs and not lose your breath. It means that you can lift 50 to 100 pounds relatively easily. There's going to be people who can't do any of this stuff because of disabilities. I'm not talking about that. You have your own limitations, and you can max out what you can do. But that's the baseline stuff. Can you care for yourself? Can you go to the bathroom by yourself? Can you change your, you know, can you, you know, put your own socks on without getting winded? Can you do things that are critical to your activities for daily living? And most people don't even think twice about it, and they just do it. But there are some folks who can't do some of those things. So getting to the point where you can take care of yourself. As far as what to eat, I'm going to say this as directly as fucking possible. And I want to be clear as I can be on this stuff. Eat what you like. Because if you don't like it, you won't eat it. But here's the truth. Roughly 75% of the things that are offered as food are not food. They're chemical mishmashes of different things that come together and look like the food that we used to eat, but they aren't. Eat meat. I'm going to say this again. I don't give a fuck if you're vegetarian or not. I don't care about your veganism or any of that horse shit because it's absolute trash. Eat meat. Eat beef. Eat chicken. You can not eat pork. That's fine if you don't want to eat that. But eat game if that's your jam. But eat meat. I'm just going to say it. We were made to do that. I'm not going to debate anybody on this. We were made to do it because it is the single most nutrient-dense food that we humans can have. And fish included is included in this. So eat fish, eat chicken, eat beef, eat elk, eat bison, whatever it is, whatever trips your trigger, right? But understand that if you are going to just eat vegan stuff, right? If you're just going to eat vegetables, you're going to do nothing but eat all day long to get to health. To be healthy. You might feel okay and you might be skinny. That doesn't mean you're healthy. That doesn't mean you will survive if you won't have any reserves, right? You won't have musculature. Building muscle is the most important thing you can do as far as exercise is concerned, right? But now you have to remember, you know, there are plenty of people who can eat vegan and do all of this stuff, but what you're doing is you're eating processed food and processed food and processed food. You look at something like an Impossible Burger where there's 26 ingredients and then a hamburger where there's just beef. And that's it. So if and avoid carbohydrates as much as you can. There are no essential carbohydrates. There are essential proteins and fatty acids that are in meat, but there are no essential carbohydrates. Carbohydrates, the brain can run. It's a dual fuel situation. It runs. It can run on carbs. It can run on fats. It can run on ketones, and it can run all that stuff. But worry more about getting a whole food diet, which means if it's grown in the ground, if you can get it from a horseback in the wild. So that means if you can pick it, if you can shoot it, if you can harvest it, whatever it is. That is the thing that you want to do to be the most healthy. Eat whole food. Now, I love all this. I love Oreos. I love cereal. I love all that shit. I do. I'm not going to say that I don't eat it because I do on occasion. But make it more and more rare and you will live longer. The size of your waist, the larger your waist is, the smaller your brain gets. It's just, you have to be smarter about this stuff. We have to be smarter about this stuff. These companies are lying to us, and they're giving us, they're putting out all these solutions as if they're good. They aren't. Nutritionists are on the bandwagon too. I hear what the nutritionists are saying. Oh, every food can be a part of a balanced diet. That's true. But I'm not only going to eat half a cup of Fruity Pebbles. I'm going to eat half a box of Fruity Pebbles. Leave it out of your house because it's addictive. This is the problem that nutritionists don't get. Yes, you can do that, but you're not taking into account the physiological nature of addiction to sugar and to a certain degree to dairy. You end up with a physical addiction to this stuff and you want to eat more of it. I am living proof of that truth. So, and we see the receptors that light up in the brain when people get sugar and when people get cocaine. And it's dopamine, folks. It's just dopamine by degrees. So try your best not to eat this stuff. And if you have it in your house for a while, don't keep it in your house. Eat it and throw it away. Get rid of it as soon as you can. Bring it in. Enjoy it. And then off, make it go away. Do your best to do that. Because with that in mind, your health is your wealth, right? That is the most important thing that you can do. That's whether you have kids or don't, whether you have a spouse or don't, whatever it is, your health is your wealth, and you will be a successful human being if you do that, if you do those things this way. So be as healthy as you possibly can. Get out, lift heavy things, do some cardio, do some high-intensity cardio. Do these kinds of things that are necessary to make your body healthy. Get a trainer if you want to get a trainer. But eat whole foods and lift heavy things. Those are two things. you don't have to do it. You don't have to get any more complicated than that. Learn form. If you don't know form, learn form. But eat clean, eat whole foods, lift heavy things. That's it. And if you do just those two things, you will carry yourself on the road to health, right? And don't let anybody try to dissuade you if your family says, oh, you shouldn't eat meat because family farm or factory farming or cows are sacred or whatever. Fuck those people. Don't listen to those people. Send them away from your life. Don't worry about those people. Just do the things that are the best for you. Eat as healthily as you can. Get your eggs and your meat and these kinds of things from the best sources possible that you can possibly afford. And it's not easy. I know it's not easy. It really isn't. But that's okay. Do your best. That's all anybody can ask. So, now that that's out of the way, I'm going to tell you rule number two. Money rules. Period. Get as much of it as you can, as fast as you can. Hold on to it. Save it. Invest it. Earn it. Money, aside from your health, is the only thing in this life that matters. Here's why. Not so you can buy some horseshit bag or some car or, you're going to want to get on a private jet or any of this luxury horseshit. Luxury is for idiots, okay? With the exception of comfort. Comfort is for the intelligent. Luxury items are for stupid people. If somebody tries to sell you a $10,000 purse and you have a gun, put that gun in their face and make them go away. There's no value in a $10,000 purse. Zero. The same thing goes with a $300,000 motor car, a Lamborghini. They're worthless. They are absolute liabilities. Cast those people out of your life. Get rid of those people. But for God's sake, take in money. Do whatever job pays the most. If there isn't money, there isn't motion. If it does not pay you, it does not prod you. Whatever you do every day, make it pay. Say it with me. Whatever you do every day, make it pay. Something has to pay you. Or you're in leisure. You spend time in leisure. You're relaxing. You're doing the things that make you happy. Because money doesn't buy you things. It buys you time. It buys you freedom. It buys you the ability not to listen to some dim-witted fucking boss who doesn't know what you do but tries to make you do it his or her way because he or she thinks that they know what they're doing and they don't. It is the ability to just look at somebody and say, you know what? Fuck you. I'm done. And whether that's $1 million or $100,000 or whatever it means in your life, be financially free. Learn how to make your own money. Don't worry about, oh, I have three jobs and I can't afford a house like my dad did when he was 30. Times have changed. Fucking grow up. Deal with the shit. It happens, okay? It is happening, and you can't change it by whining about it on the fucking internet. Go make money. Be a plumber. Go, because, man, we're going to need those. Be a plumber. Be a carpenter. Get into the trades somehow, because there's a lot of people leaving the trades. And you will make a ton of money. And we won't have 6 years of student loans for your, underwater basket weaving gender studies course. You're going to have a workable skill, whether it's working on cars or working on diesel engines or working on houses. It doesn't make a difference. If you can do it, do it. And go make money. Go make as much money as you can. Be relentless in the pursuit of money. Spend it on your family, on those you love, but save and invest. Save and invest as much as 40% of what you bring in. Start with 10, climb up to 15, get it to 40 eventually. If you're one of these old-fashioned fools who don't want to see your spouse work, live your life, but it's going to take you longer. If your spouse is pushing into that fund, then do that. That's what you want. You want two people pushing in the same direction so that when you hit your 50s, you can turn off the world. You can give the finger and say, we're going around the world. We're doing this. We're doing that. Whatever it is. It is so much easier to make money. And let me explain something to you right now. Whether you're a woman, whether you're a man, whether you're trans, whether you're black, whether you're white, every opportunity that exists is open to you. I don't care if you like the, or you don't believe me, or you like the idea, or you don't. You can do anything you want. If you're good, the market's going to notice, and you're going to get up. You're going to get up. But you can't blame anybody else for that shit. That's got to be on you. You are the one that makes the difference. You are the one that has to do what you have to do. You have to go. You have to make that money. There is nothing that is closed to you, not in an internet economy. No, sir, no, ma'am. Uh-uh. No, nothing is closed to you. Get off the social bandwagons. Get off of this horse shit about, I'm oppressed because I'm X, Y, and Z. You're not. You're oppressed because you're lazy. You're oppressing yourself. Go out and make some fucking money. Write a book. Learn a skill and teach a course on it. Whatever it is. You try all of those scams that are all over, all over social media, high ticket affiliate marketing or whatever thing you want. Sell your course, sell a book, do something. Think about that and do something, because that's, you're not going to be any better than that. You go make money. And if you're good, you'll make it. And if you have a job and you can do that too, for the insurance, do it. But make as much money as you can, because nothing is more important than your health, aside from your health, than money. Absolutely nothing. Now then, we're getting into the meat of it. Everything else you do in this life is temporary. So your job is temporary, your relationships are temporary, your friendships are temporary. You hope they're not. You hope they last the whole of your life. Probably won't, but you hope. Everything else you do, every single thing you do is temporary. Let it show up in your life. Do the thing, then let it go. You have to have the courage to do that. Absolutely everything is temporary. You will... If you have kids, hopefully you outlive them. But everything that you do is going to be overshadowed in 100 years. So don't spend a lot of time worrying about things that don't matter. Love your children. Give them the right education. Give them the intelligence that they need. Give them the skills that they need. And carry on. And that will be the only thing that lasts beyond you, is what you leave in your children. If you have them. And if you don't, absolutely nothing. So in order to have kids, you have to meet people, right? And so rule number 4 is, nobody likes you until you're interesting. You are not fully developed until you're 26, sometimes a little bit later, 27, 28. You don't even know who or what you are yet. And I certainly didn't. You have to go get interesting. If you're not meeting people of the opposite sex or people that you want to fuck, then go do something that's interesting, that interests you, and you will find people who are similar to you, and then they will do the same things that you do, and they might be interested in the things that you do because they're doing the same things that you're doing because they're interested in it, and then voila, you have a pool of people who might want to fuck you. And that's the thing. And then you have relationships, and then you have babies, and then you have families, and then you have all of this temporary shit, right? So, nobody likes you until you're interesting. Go be interesting. This means travel. This means learn things. This means go places. This means do stuff. Don't just sit on your ass, because the world is very comfort-oriented, and comfort is the fucking menace of society. Comfort is a murderer. Comfort is the death of good. Comfort is a danger zone, okay? Because if you're in your comfort zone, you're not learning, you're not doing, you're not growing. So get out of your comfort zone and get interesting. And finally, for today, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. And talent, a lot of times, doesn't work hard because it's been coddled and it's been, all of that kind of stuff. Listen, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's not my saying. It's just out there. But if you're not talented, you have to work hard. If you're talented, you also have to work hard. Don't let these fools try to trick you into believing there's such a thing as hustle porn. There isn't. You can't work hard enough. Be the hardest worker in the room. Whether you go to the gym, be the hardest worker in that gym. Do as much as you possibly can. Do the most. As many times as you can, do the fucking most. Because if you're not doing the most, you're not giving yourself a fair shot. You're not going to get rich. You're not going to get healthy. You're not going to find somebody who wants to fuck you. Do the most. Do the most. Work hard at all of the stuff that you can do. And working hard will become second nature. So when you're later in your life and you know, you see a problem that needs to be solved, you're resilient to that because you've worked hard before to fix problems and you're willing to do it and you'd fix those problems. It's crazy, I know. But you can do it. You can do it. If you've got talent and you add hard work, you have an advantage beyond other people. I didn't know I had a talent for doing the things that I did until I started to do them. And although there wasn't a big call for just simply being a fireman, I was a goddamn good one. And I turned that into an investigator thing, and I started to do that. But that's what I did. That's what I did in my life, right? And I was good at it. I was really good at it. So good at it, in fact, the people that were in control of my destiny, so to speak, at the time, needed to keep me away from the scenes because I was able to figure it out. They needed to be needed me away from things because it was taking from their power. I remember that shit. I remember all of those things. And so I had talent. I didn't have the hard work. I was lazy. And so I didn't push. I didn't push my way in. Be as bold as you possibly can when you were talking about hard work. Be as bold as you possibly can. Walk in the room like you own the place and start making things, making statements, doing things, right? Don't do things that are illegal. Don't do things that are going to hurt yourself, right? But take control of your situation. Take control of your life because nothing beats that, right? So let's go through it. This is the first 5 of the 20 rules. And there may be 25 when I'm all done, but I'm not. So let's talk the first 5 rules. Your health is your wealth, okay? So get healthy. Learn the basics. Eat whole foods. Lift heavy shit. Eat whole foods. Lift heavy shit. It's really super simple. Eat whole foods. Lift heavy things. Money is the second most important thing you can make. Okay. And in truth, in society, there's nothing more important than money to get you the freedom that you want. To go on vacation where you want. Do the things that you want. Don't believe the passive income lie. It takes a lot of work to get to that passive income space, and it's still not passive. You still got to do something every single day. So remember that money is the second most important thing you can make, second to health. Everything else you do is temporary. So your loves, your projects, your relationships, those things are temporary. People leave, people die, things happen. Sit with it. Understand the temporary nature of life. And grasp it and embrace it and run with it and pretend like it's going to end tomorrow. Live like it's going to end tomorrow. Live like you're dying, as the country song says, right? Everything else you do is temporary. 4, nobody likes you until you're interesting. That's the 4th rule. Go get interesting. Go travel. Go learn. Go learn about different cultures. Be different places. Do different things. Eat different foods. Meet different people. Do things differently. Do things differently. Because nobody likes you otherwise. And that brings you the rest of that temporary stuff that you want. You want somebody to find. You want to find somebody that will fuck you. You go to a place where people are interesting and it's a fun time and you like to do the things and they like to do the same things. And next thing you know, you're doing those things together. And, well, you know, little magic here, little magic here, little brain chemistry here, little brain chemistry there. Next thing you know, you're fucking and there's kids and there's families and there's babies and everything's good. Hard work beats talent. 5, when talent doesn't work hard. 5, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Be the hardest worker in the room. Remember it. Be the hardest worker in the room, no matter what room you're in, and use humility when you do it. Work hard, stay humble. Work hard, stay humble. That's, you know what? We're going to change that. 5, as I live and breathe, my friends, live and breathe, work hard, stay humble. Be as humble as you can when you're working as hard as everybody in the room or harder. Be the hardest worker in the room. Show up first. Stay the last. Whatever it takes to get to your goal, set some goals and meet them. Okay? Set some goals and meet them. And you are going to listen to me as I change this right here, right now. And this, some of this stuff will be on the socials when I'm all done with it. But work hard. Stay humble. Your health is your wealth. Money is the second most important thing you can make. Everything else you do is temporary. Nobody likes you until you're interesting. And work hard and stay humble. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, boys and girls, cats and kittens, across the fruited plain and around this big blue marble, thank you so, so very much for listening to me ramble on today. Stay tuned because more things are headed your way as soon as I can get them done. Thank you very much for your time and your attention. We're going to take this. We're going to build this. You're going to be a part of it. And I can't wait to see what is next. Thanks, everybody. Be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.